This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
And a very good afternoon to our listeners. Welcome to Couples of Destiny. This is Terry. Calvin sends his regards, and we are here live today. So excited with this beautiful couple that I have in the studio with me today. We are here to keep it real about faith, marriage, and walking in God's purposes together. Family, I cannot tell you enough about how walking together in God's purpose as a couple is so important. You know, two is better than one, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm your host today. Calvin is sending his regards to everyone. And this powerhouse couple in the studio I have is Mario and Michelle Vernikerk. Do you want to say hello to the listeners out there?
Afternoon, all listeners.
Good afternoon, listeners. Happy to be here.
Thank you. So Mario and Michelle comes along journey, and they're going to talk about what they're doing in the community and what their marriage is holding, that the sacrament of marriage is holding in their lives today. The love, impact, and destiny is where we are going. So with this conversation, I want to just bring the scripture to mind for us all here today. In Isaiah 58 verse 12, it says, "Your people will rebuild the ancient ruins and will raise up the age-old foundations. You will be called repairer of broken walls, restorer of streets with dwellings." I'm just so blessed by the script, because Mario and Michelle's been married for 28 years. They've raising children, started business, and led community transformation through the work that they do, which we're going to speak about in a few minutes. You're going to be blessed by them. But let us go into a song here by Praise Him Higher, Sean Butler. And that is a beautiful song, Higher Than the Highest Mountain. And we're back. This is Couples of Destiny. Terry Honey here. I'm here with Mario and Michelle. Mario and Michelle, they have a unique family connection and a unique family complement. And I'm so excited to hear about that and let them share this with you. Michelle, you've even become a registered emergency, what do you call it?
Emergency and safety and foster parent.
Wow. Emergency, safety, and foster parent. I think we should have all of those names behind us as parents, right? We're an emergency and a foster. Definitely. And, you know, fostering other people's children all the time. So the safety is really beautiful and it's important. So how has this calling shaped your marriage, Michelle, when you started out with us?
I would say in 2013 already, when Mario and I have decided that we'll get some property for the orphanage. Along with the orphanage, you had to become registered with social development, mm-hmm, and child welfare. So I did a course in 2014 with social development, and I think that is also the foundation of, I would say, I've learned a lot, mm-hmm, how to deal with the children, raise them. I mean, motherhood is natural, I would say, but there's a lot that I had to take in, mm-hmm, from that course that I did. And I'm still with them, still getting refresher courses, how to network. There's lots of info that you get regularly, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Things change, so new things come in and they share with you and so forth. And that, coming down to having the foster house and the children coming in and out, it changed our world, because it's not your own children, but yes, they became our own.
Amazing.
They really became
amazing.
Our
you know,
own.
I ministered at your church on Sunday, and I realized, I saw this vehicle pulling in, people, family out there. I saw this van pulling in. I saw the children getting out of the vehicle. And I thought, wow, this must be the kids' church teacher, something like that, you know. In the meantime, she's the mother of the kids that was in the vehicle. So it was so amazing how they all just listened to her and rotated around about her, just clinging to her in that way. So this calling shaped your marriage and your relationship, I'm sure, Mario, and gave you new things in life. How is your role as father modeling faith for them? and still having to hold all these balls in the air with having this organization, seeing to your wife and all this foster care?
Well, I think it's not an easy calling. Being coming from a background where I lost my father, so I never had a father figure. And it was always difficult for me when I became a father. It was always difficult because I was not hugged and I was not loved that I should be. And I think that has, and sometimes they call me the principal at home because I'm very serious. I come across very serious. And I struggle to be a father at the time I became a father because I couldn't sew a fixin. But over the years, and I think sometimes, you know, we as parents, I believe it's not what we buy our kids, it's what we put in our children that shape them. So it took me some 20 odd years to learn what fatherhood is really about. And I'm still struggling as a father to sew a fixin and give praise where it should be. But the journey has shaped me in a way where I become a father in a different way. I think every father is unique in his own way, and I think our backgrounds do shape us. But I've seen with my granddaughter and my son, he's hugging his little one. He's playing around with him, which I didn't do as much with him. His name is Zinedine, and the journey has shaped me to become better. Still work in progress, a lot of work in progress. It is difficult because Michelle will always be on my case. Why are you every time morbid, ke collector, you're born blyang, and you must do this with the kids and do that with the kids. And interesting enough, she always remind me, I laugh more outside of with the kids outside in the streets and on the soccer field that I work with. And I think... Yeah, it's a journey.
Yeah.
And life is a progress.
Correct. I agree with you. You know, you can't model something that wasn't modeled to you. So it's difficult. You know, we had that in our marriage in the sense of, you know, my husband had never understood what physical touch and hugging is because he never saw it in his family either. So you don't know the love of Father, but we can be rest assured and know the love of God that will saturate our hearts, that we know how to love others. And you saying it's a work in progress. You are getting better. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to all be 100%. Not all of us are perfect. We're trusting God, taking it one day at a time, step by step, word upon word, precept upon precept. I admire you for still pressing on, irrespective of what negative things people say, even your spouse. I mean, I sometimes say negative things to my husband, like, hello, why don't you smile? You know, the whole world smiles. You just keep on smiling, you know, and don't be so serious, because it's not that you're angry, but it's just that
you're deep in thought.
You're deep in thought. I like that. You're in your Adam cave. Yeah. So your love journey, you know, I just want to encourage the family out there. If you're listening to this broadcast today, share it with friends and family out there that need to hear about this, and those who are in the community doing community work as well. Send us a message on Facebook. Just comment, share with us, and have a conversation with us. These are two beautiful people doing real need and work in the community where they are. This is encouragement, you know, to see your family as ministry. And I see you, your entire family, as you're working together with all these kids as ministry. So your love story is a real faith story, as far as I'm concerned. But let's just rewind the clock, you know. Want to talk about just the real nice thing that we like to do on Couples of Destiny. What was your meet cute? How did you two meet? You know, where was that moment? What made you say, this is the one for me?
Well, I think we always, I think she made eyes for me first. No, I'm just kidding. So I met a cousin, and we were partying together at the time. But I always saw when I was playing, here comes a beautiful, I like to call her Brazilian. She looks very Brazilian.
She does.
And she came past, and she had a little boppy style at that time. And I thought, yo, this is a little can you. And I was obviously at that time eyeing her, or admiring her, not eyeing her. So when I met a cousin, we end up having a party in a car, and I broke a glass in the car, and she said to me, you know, you will need to clean the car. I think we were going to the club or something, and I didn't end up going to the club, and then we took each other out, and the next thing you see us kissing at the bar, and the rest is history, as they say.
Ooh, jy het dinge gebeur by daai bar, nie?
Yeah, and then, yeah, I think it was different for her because she will. I think we got together, but there wasn't love as yet. She always says she fell in love with me afterwards, and it's true. But I'm a very persistent person, and I don't take no for an answer. But then I don't know. I believe it's grace. Mm-hmm. I believe it's this. I think God's calling upon our life, and His hand was upon it, and He put people together for a reason.
Right.
So I would give Him the praise and the honor for calling us while, like Jeremiah said, you know, while we were in our mother's womb, He called us, and he called us for a work as such.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it started with something negative, and it turned into something positive.
Yeah, that's amazing. You know, 28 years later, this love journey is still strong, whether she fell in love with you a month later, 2 months later. She's so strongly in love with you now that
she said 5 years.
Oh, she said 5 years. Well, you waited. You were very patient. You applied the fruits of the Spirit, you know. You applied that. So I'm really proud of you. You know, not everyone would have waited so long, I must say. So keeping your love strong through all of these seasons, you know, your community work and all of that, Mario. You founded the Great Commission United way back in 2000, you said, right? And I know this was during COVID. And also, the Mother City was during COVID, the other organization. You can tell us about it. And Michelle's still pouring her heart into the children, the education, the business ventures, and all of this. So tell us about the heart behind these initiatives.
I think there's a co-founder called Charles Young, and he's a white South African, so I normally make this joke with him. And Michelle used to work for Mineral Services, and every year, because of the Christmas parties, they would take...
Mario, can you hold that thought? Can we go for a quick break? Let's do a song break, family, and listen to Coming Home by Brian Murphy, and we'll get right into the story in one moment. And we are right back here with you. What a wonderful afternoon. Couples of Destiny, Terry Honey here with you today. In the studio with me is Mario and Michelle Finica. Finica, am I right?
Yes.
I was Vernick and the clerk fund everything I was busy with this week. So we want to just make sure the fun is the right fun we're talking about. We have a message here from Tinker Jones on our Facebook page saying a family member is a single foster parent for a very wise 5-year-old girl with many mood changes that is getting better little by little. You know, I think that is just the love. Thank you, Tinker, for sharing that. And sure, you can identify with some of those things, you know, how to pour out love on these children that come into your home. Mario, you were telling us about the breadth and the desire behind all of these organizations.
I won't say breadth and desire. I think it's straight from God. It's, you know, while I was sitting, I was thinking, when you asked how me and Michelle met, and wasn't it because if I didn't meet Michelle, I wouldn't have met the guy called Charles Young. That's the co-founder of GCU. So we were busy. The company always took them to Plet for a nice holiday and the couples could go with. And I was sitting, and at the time we just became born again. And I was sitting there, and he came along, and he was Afrikaanse Koorkies going, Pinkster. Mm-hmm. And he said, oh, is this your type of music? And I said, yes, I'm born again. And he said, no, I'm also born again. And then he asked me, I always say, so white South African. And then he asked me, how easy to be poor? I said to him, well, you need to love it to believe it. And we were chatting, and he came back to the Soleil, and he said, I want your number, I want to help you. And at the time, I don't know, when I became born again, I started with a book of Acts, it was quite confusing for me when you read the books of Acts and you see how the church operating in certain areas. And it didn't make sense to me because God had called me, obviously, all of us to be good stewards and preach the gospel. And I wanted a coffee shop, a Christian coffee shop at that time, a youth coffee shop. And I wanted a sports club. I wanted everything that I know that will give kids identity, but also show them Christ. And not only talk about Christ to them, mm-hmm. because I think that's very important for me. And then the ideas just came. And Michelle is a stronger one. She's the one that keeps me in control because she knows my head goes. I'm a dreamer. I'm a visionary. I see things. I go for it. And I started with 18 boys in the soccer club. And then we grew up to 200. I became the youth leader. Started with 18 that year. When I became the youth leader, the next week we were 80. The following week we went up to 200.
Wow.
And then I was like, okay, this is serious business. Mm-hmm. And then after that, because we got a very interesting gang culture in Cape Town, and I believe people, kids go join gangs to have identity, to have fathers, to nowadays also to look for mothers. And I've centered everything around how do we do counter gangsterism with love mm-hmm. and not write them off.
Yeah.
And me and Michelle give birth to feeding schemes where we went out as a couple and we would feed people on the streets. But it became very hard for us because I want to bring people back home with me and Michelle.
Yes.
Said, "Can only I used to bring here to mouth the kennel." And then that we stopped with that feeding scheme, and then we started feeding from the church, and we started feeding from the house. And my work in one primary school went to 7 primary schools because, I mean, as we all know the scripture, my people perish through the lack of knowledge. The Bible also say we need to meditate upon the word. So if kids cannot read, how will they meditate upon the word? And the Bible also say test all spirits. And I believe it's a fundamental that kids need to read. So when we do minister to them, they will be able to read the Bible on their own.
Mm-hmm.
We went into all that spaces where I know the devil don't want Christian ministries to go, because obviously that we can't preach the gospel in our school. So we had to find ways to sow Christ, and not only preach the word.
Yeah, I like that, ways to show Christ. You know, it's very important, and I like that what you're doing, because I think a lot of people and their children don't know what to do. Children in the afternoon. I mean, thinking back when we were kids. Where you didn't have TV, we didn't have smartphones. And we would go to the community centers mm. and we'd do our
yes.
creation stuff there. I don't know how many of you, I'm giving my age away here, but, you know, those kind
Kennedy,
of...
Kennedy.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is. All those games, you know. Children don't know. When you talk to them about three tins or Kennedy or... softball, or well, do softball at school.
Five stones.
Mm. You know, little games like that. They forget about those things. They don't know about it. We have to teach them. Mm. And they were like, wow, interesting, you know. But I think family, you know, there's such a dynamic with what this couple is doing. They have a creche supporting families in the church, through the church. It's a lot of things, you know, for couples to do, because what I hear is a couple who doesn't pray together, say, "Lord, bless this, what you're doing." We know it's rather what you're doing, but rather saying, "Lord, bless us as a couple, you know, to do what we are doing for you, not for you, with you."
Yeah.
And I like what you said there, and thank you for correcting me there in that place, that the breath and desire I meant was desire from the Lord. Obviously, He gives us those desires in our hearts. He gives us the desire of our hearts, and He's given you the desire of your heart. And I admire you, Mario, for what you're doing. I mean, children need identity, and we're going to, you know, we've been anointed to fight. We've been anointed to stand up against the wiles of the enemy. We've been anointed to do what God has called us. So you've been anointed to be His wife, Michelle.
Tough job.
Tough job. Yeah. It seems like it, Michelle. How do you manage all of this, Michelle? I know the scripture in Matthew 25. I love it where it says, "I was hungry and you fed me. Yeah. When I was, you know, when I needed help, you came." So, Michelle, in the light of all of this, you know, where do you find and navigate your way as a couple with all these tasks at hand? Where do you have couple time?
Well, Mario is the one that always reminds me that, look, we need can't we go out tonight? Can't we go out tomorrow? Or he'll tell me a few days before the time. And we have to make like provision, getting a nanny or getting nannies because we need to split them up.
Right.
They're too much.
Right.
They might not be too much for us, but they're too much for someone else. So, yes, we do make time for ourselves because we're around the kids 24/7. And making time for ourselves, we also even make time, the two of us, with them. That's also important mm-hmm. for us.
Mm-hmm.
But being married so long, I think the centerpiece, God, is the only one that allowed all of this and has given us the opportunity mm-hmm. or granted us the time, alone time, even if it's just for an hour or two. I think I can count on my one finger on my hand that we went off alone for a holiday. There's never time for holidays.
Mm.
So I can count on my one finger that we only went away, the two of us, once. We, like I said, we do make time, even if it's just for an hour or two.
It's very important.
Yeah.
I think, you know, as a couple, you need to connect. It's very important. I always encourage all the couples, you can be how busy, but if you want to be a power couple, praying together, a family that prays together, stays together, we know that.
Mm.
But for you to come together in unity in that place, Habakkuk talks about the vision, and you guys have the vision, describes the end, the vision that he wrote. He says, it will not tarry, it will come to pass. So perfect encouragement, couples, for you out there or in business, ministry, or marriage. Remind you today that God's timing and promises are sure, even if it seems like it's delayed. His promises are sure. He's a God of the yes and amen. And we need to hold on to his promises. Amen. He will never let us down. So you listen to his leading. You listen to his guidance. And I really admire you for that because you acknowledge God in all that you do. We're going to go over to a song break right now by Kane. And it's called Friend in Jesus. And we are right back, family and friends, listeners out there. This is Terry, Couples of Destiny, here with Mario and Michelle Fonica, telling us about this amazing journey of their work they're doing in the community and how they are holding the boat and the army together, floating their relationship as well, you know, as a couple. And Michelle was so beautifully touching on that. Mario, you spoke earlier on about church, how churches have their programs. And I always say a church should have a creche. They should have a coffee shop. They should have a feeding project. They should have a youth tea garden, or not tea garden for the older people, maybe, but a youth facility, you know, and something for the older folk. I think I know churches should comprise the entire family in that segment. And we know some churches are just there, we just want to preach the gospel and that's it. And some churches will say, no, we're doing in the community, we're getting our hands dirty, we're doing what Jesus told us to do. And so we are encouraging couples today out there that are in churches and communities, get involved. You know, you might be the one that they need to do the cooking, or to even sweep the floor, or to minister to the children, or to drive the vehicle, or to clean the bathroom, whatever it is. There's always a place, a room in the inn. I like those words. There's a room in the inn for everyone. So whatever your calling is, find a place or a church, an organization like this, where you can volunteer and get involved and see the kingdom of God in the communities.
Amen.
God wants to see his kingdom established on earth. Go make disciples. Yes, he fed the poor. He made places and things like that for everyone. So I'm just encouraged by your story. And Michelle, you were sharing with us about how you haven't had a holiday in a year. You know, I speak to the converted year today. But holidays are important. You need a breakaway, you know. It's very important, whether you shut off your phones and not see anyone for the weekend. I know there's so many ways that you can do it, but there's rhythms. And you spoke about prayer earlier. I always like pray, even with my husband or my family. I feel like prayer is also a way to connect, you know. Listening to the way they pray and what they're praying about is also indicative of where they are emotionally or mentally or spiritually. Not that we judge, but we listen intently. Yeah. You were just sharing about a prayer being answered, mm-hmm. and you spoke about your daughter. I mean, you're modeling that faith to them. And what did she say to you when you said, can you tell us, the listeners, that story you just shared with me now?
I was sharing about how one of our donors sort of dropped the donation at another place. And I reassured Mara and I said, don't worry, at least that same donation, they're doing the same work, type of work. So that donation will be used to feed many out there. So don't worry about it. But I said to, because we pray together as a family, I said to the children, we need to pray about that. And Amy, who's 5 years old, who's always willing, and she stops us because she wants to pray. She's hungry and forward also at the same time to pray. And I said, I want to pray for that. And she said, She also, like I reassured Morris, she reassured me that everything will be all right. And the very next day, he told me, do you know what? They phoned to say that we must come pick up our donation.
Well, there you have it, family. Prayer changes things. And you know what? The faith of a child, I always say, they have faith like you won't believe it. That's supernatural. I think, you know, we should all be like children. Jesus always says, if you can all become like children, childlike faith.
Yes.
You know, and she's, you've got a little prophet coming up in the house there. You have to listen to what she says, you know, out of the mouth of babes. You know, the Bible speaks about that. So looking back at your journey, you know, what would you say to couples listening today? Although you're feeling weary in certain areas of the organization or tiredness from doing what you do, what kind of tools will you tell others out there that you use to strengthen yourself every day? What is your go-to in the morning when you wake up? What really gets you out of bed?
Well, Terry, on that note, what we do first thing in the morning, we get up very early at the crack of dawn. We go sleep early as well because we've got such a busy day. The first thing that Mario does is make coffee for the both of us, and then we will sit and have that coffee and discuss our day. This is what he's going to do, and that's what I'm going to do. And along with that comes, if I feel something in my day is going to be a bit challenging for me, something is coming towards me, he would be the one reassuring me and the other way around. It's just like that. So We've been married and we've been working together all these years. I think if the one is not going to be there, there's going to be a big miss. There's going to be a miss because I don't think we will be able to do it. I will be able to do it single-handedly. Because not that I got so used to that Mario was there all the time, but it's just that both of us is needed.
I'm still here.
Think about the value that you have in each other now. Yeah. You know, the support. Yeah. I like that you're a Hebrews man. He brews the coffee in the morning. Mario, so your take.
I think what's important when I don't like to see people suffer. And I think it's how Jesus called me and how he called us, how he touched us, how he take us all out of different situations, but bring us back for his kingdom. And I always say I'm not a leader, I'm a steward. Me and Michelle is just stewards, and we're stewarding what God has put us in our hands to do. But for me, it's all about Jesus, and it's about, and you know, you feel when you got the flu, you know you need to take medication, and it's similar when you run away from God, and then he pulls you back. And it makes you understand, look, it's me or nothing. And I think that's for us is important, is that he's important. He brought us together, you know, and it's just the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I can just, again, it's all about him.
Yeah.
It's all about him, and it's for him. And I dread the day that it will stop being for him. And I think that's how we encourage each other and how we move together.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's only His grace. I cannot. I mean, for Michelle to sit up me for 28 years, I'm a difficult person. And I always run, and I run ahead, and I just take a hand with and the kids. And so for her to be with me still, it's grace.
Right. Yeah. So the children are all at school during the day while you're running your programs, and in the afternoon you have them at the aftercare facility, and you only see them at night when you're bonding sometimes.
No, so God has blessed me to drop them and pick them up from school.
Oh, lovely.
So I do get that
time.
That time, yes. But Michelle is the one that's mostly with him.
Yes, yes. Well, seize the moment, man. You know, when you're driving in the vehicle, a lot of things happen while you're driving the car with the kids. Secrets come out, stories come out. They don't want mama to know and all those kind of things, you know. I like this, you know. So I love your community work. So you run the feeding project. You're collaborating with other feeding organizations that support you. And it's three organizations in one at the moment. If there's any organizations out there that need to tap into your strength, where can they reach you?
My phone number, my telephone number is 078-794-3427.
Can you give it again?
078-794-3427.
3427.
Michelle's phone number is 073-547-1847. I still remember it.
1847. Yes. Oh, I've got a good memory. Yeah, look, we can't lose those numbers, you know. I always tell my husband, don't change your cell number. It's so easy. I never changed my cell number since cell phone came out.
Myself too.
You know? And I think that was in 97 when I got my first brick Nokia. You know, no, it was Ericsson, that big brick, you know. Anyway, look how God works things out. So there they are, a couple. You can reach out to them. If you want to know more about the organization or the work they do in the communities, feel free to contact them. We're going to go over to a song break by Bethel Music, and it's called Anchor. And sadly, we've come to that time of the day where we're going to be closing off shortly. If you want to send a WhatsApp or if you need counseling, the telephone number for counseling is 021-1805-744. WhatsApp line is 081-729-1657. Do reach out if you need help. This is Couples of Destiny, Terry here with Mario and Michelle, speaking about their beautiful life and their journey. I really say this is a journey because, you know, I listen to their stories of victory, and you know that the battle is won. The battle is won. Second Chronicles 20:15. King Jehoshaphat sent the band, the angels before him. They went before him, and he says, "A battle is not yours; a battle is mine," says the Lord, and it's won. So, couples of destiny, we walk by faith, we live by faith, we do everything by faith. Amen. I want to just close off today and remind everyone that prayer strengthens you and brings peace to your family. Let the Lord bless your marriage with unity, joy, and unshakable love, a love that cannot be measured by anything else in this world. God fills your home with laughter and peace and hope. I love the song that was sung earlier on by Bethel, and it says, "Anchor, holding out hope and grace. We are surrendered to you, God," like this couple said today. Keep on hearing Mario's voice echoing, it's by God's grace. And His grace is so amazing for you. Join us next week, family, as we keep talking love, faith, and God's design for marriage. Until then, I want to tell you to keep choosing each other as you keep choosing God. Amen. Thank you, Michelle and Mario. Yes.
Thank you, Terry and Cape Pulpit, for giving us the opportunity. Bless this ministry in Jesus' name.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for hosting us, and to all the listeners, God bless.
Amen. The family, you have it out there. Share the broadcast now, and we'll be back with you next week. Bye now.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.